Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it's like Groundhog's Day, right? I was just here how many hours ago? Good evening, New York sports fans. I'm Danielle McCartan. It is Danielle at dinner time. You know, I'm the utility infielder, if you will, of the lineup here. So we'll be talking all things New York sports right up till 10 p.m. on this Sunday evening. This very busy, breaking news sort of Sunday evening here in New York City and beyond. Whatever you're doing at the moment, I appreciate you tuning into the show right now and throughout the next 4 hours, whether that be on your car radio, streaming from WFAN.com, or on the free Odyssey app. And of course, we're here right here in the Big Apple. Paul Rosenberger and I are coming to you live from the Mike Francesa studio, the Carton and Roberts studio here in Lower Manhattan, as usual. Yeah, go ahead, start dialing 877-337-6666, taking your calls right here, right now. As the Pro Bowl games are wrapping up in my second city, Las Vegas, 35 seconds left. I don't even really know. I don't even know what's going on. I am so focused, laser focused, on what has been going on with the Brooklyn Nets. Before we get into that, quick programming announcements here. Joining the show at 9:20. So 9:20. For those of you who might have missed it last night or on my social media, I've got a very special guest for you. And if you have to stray away tonight for whatever reason, well, one, you stink. But if you have to, you have to. You might want to set your alarms for 9:20 p.m. tonight, because the clues I gave on social media, you know, at Coach McCartan, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, were in all emojis. I gave a clue of two rings, a football, and an Italian flag, and a USA flag, and the hashtag Together Blue, signifying that it is indeed a Giants player. So go ahead, make a guess. Tell your listening device who's coming on. Make a guess. Go ahead. Okay, you got it? Locked it in? The guest is Mark Bavaro. Mark Bavaro, whose jersey I'm wearing right now, number 89. He will be coming on 9:20 tonight, if all goes according to plan. But if there's any other breaking news, we're going to have to adjust. Don't miss it. 9:20. And let me go ahead and check the official pitchers and catchers countdown I got going on. Yep, Yankees, 11 days away. Mets, 10 days away. We're almost in single digits. And, of course, lots of breaking news here on this Sunday. It's going to be a fun one tonight. First, of course, as you just heard from Kevin Dexter's update, we could talk about this in a little bit. John Heyman, Joel Sherman, and Andrew Marchand all reported that Carlos Beltran is leaving the YES Network for a job in the Mets front office. And this is a quote: "It is not clear what Beltran's duties will be yet." Okay, we could talk about that. And hot off the press, literally, Kyrie Irving expected to arrive in Dallas on Monday for a physical and travel for Mavericks debut on Wednesday against the Clippers. So that is where we start. You know, I was all prepared to talk, you know, really in depth about this Yankees and this Mets baseball here in New York, right here in the opens. It's warm out. It's like windows down. You're like, what's the temperature? 80? No, it's only 43, but it feels warm. Feels spring-like. Feels baseball-like. And here, like I was saying last night, here we are, where Kyrie Irving has again ruined my plans for the second day in a row. But for the last time ever, he has finally been traded. He got his wish, and the Dallas Mavericks are the lucky winners, the lucky, lucky winners of the Kyrie Irving sweepstakes. Woohoo! Good for you, Dallas. I hope they have a delivery, a box truck, tractor trailer full of sage on the way. In fact, you know what? Why don't I go? I'm going to go on Amazon right now, Amazon.com. I'm going to prime ship a tractor trailer full of sage to the Barclays Center myself. Hallelujah. Kyrie Irving is out of here. The Kyrie Irving era, the most laughing stock era in Nets basketball. The biggest three to ever win nothing, never win anything, is finally over. Let's go. Let's go cleanse that building of his negativity, of his excuses, of his stupidity, of his ridiculousness. Good riddance. Bon voyage. Do you need a ride to the airport right now? I mean, I am here. We are here for the instant reactions. This is our radio show. 877-337-6666. Paul's taking your calls. You know, I posted a poll on Twitter. And the poll asked, this was earlier today, kind of right when it broke. I put a picture of a suitcase and I put Irving out. Your thoughts on the return package from Dallas. I love putting like these emphatic choices. I put all capital letters. I put great. I put eh. And I put ugh. Those are your three choices. The ugh got the least amount. And that is, I think, it's like since when do you like celebrate the departure of a superstar from a team? Well, I would say 84% of the voters are quite happy about it. That's insane. 84% of people that voted on my poll on Twitter, at Coach McCartan, 84% of people are happy to see him gone. Yeah, put me in the great category as well. Mark me down. Ray the Playmaker says, it's a sad day. I wanted it to work. It's just a shame. Good riddance, says Eddie Mush. I personally would have kept him and forced his hand. Well, that's the thing. And those are replies on the poll. You can go read them yourself. I said, but last night, I mean, just how many hours ago, really, we talked about how I thought the Nets should have forced his hand and not traded him in the last year of his contract. Like, would he really sit out, you know, in a walk year with all of the other potential teams in the league, except for the Celtics, except for the Cavaliers, I'm sure, and of course, except for the Nets, would the rest of the teams, how would that look to them? That if this guy makes a trade demand, doesn't get it honored, and has to sit out the remainder of the season, how would that look? So I was ready to call his bluff. Like, wouldn't he want all the other teams to see how great he is, how much of a difference maker he is, what a team player he is, how great his handles are? But I cautioned against that last night. You want to know why? Because you can't rationalize with irrational people. So there was no guarantee. Like, any normal person would be out to prove it. This is you're dealing with the irrational here. There was no guarantee that Kyrie Irving was going to go out there on a nightly basis and quote unquote prove it. So because of that, the Nets felt, well, we've got no choice. We can't get nothing for him, and we can't run the risk of holding on to him and having this calf issue be a season-long thing. Or if it's not the calf, it's his left pinky nail, or he's got a toenail impingement, or you know, he just doesn't feel good today. Like, no, they weren't going to run that risk. And so the return package for Kyrie Irving from the Dallas Mavericks, the lucky winners in this Kyrie Irving sweepstakes, is Dorian Finney-Smith. A return, a reunification with Spencer Dinwiddie. An unprotected 2029 first-round pick. And a second-round pick in 2027 and again in 29. So, I mean, 2029, that's like, okay, close your eyes and pick the best seventh grader in the nation right now and start scouting him. I mean, come on. Spencer Dinwiddie's immediate reaction on Twitter was, this is a quote here, when Shams Charania says it's time for you to go, you pack your bags. Plus Elijah said he wanted to go back home. And then he put the laughing face and the praying hands. You know, I always liked Spencer Dinwiddie, the player. I thought he played hard. He had a team concept mentality first, other than the me mentality. As I said last night, you know, Kyrie Irving, he's one of those guys that, you know, when you say, hey, Kyrie, hey, Kai, there's no I in team. He was always the guy. He was always the kid on the team that said, yeah, but there's a me. Okay, and of course, he's a Jersey guy. You know, I'm from Jersey. He was a Net fan growing up. You wanted it to work out in the worst way for him. You did. And now he gets to reunite he gets the chance to play for somebody you watched growing up, I'm sure. Jason Kidd, the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. Maybe Jason Kidd can wrangle him in. Doubtful. But, and you know what else, too? Nets fans, you can't even show up to the Barclays Center and boo Kyrie Irving in person, at least through the end of the regular season, because they've got no more games on the schedule against the Mavericks. That sucks. And this is obviously a fluid situation pretty much here going on. There's still a lot of questions. I mean, question number one, you know, people are going to call up and ask, well, what's the grade of the trade for Sean Marks? What do you grade him? You're a teacher during the week. What's his grade? Well, you know what? It's Sunday at 6:12 p.m. And there's I'll tell you this, there's a few more days left until Thursday's trade deadline. So, no, right now, it's not fair. You wouldn't give a grade on a kid on a project that's not yet done. That's not fair. It's incomplete. So the grade you give him right now, it's an incomplete right now. Because the timing of this entire deal and the whole ordeal today, again, Sunday, 6:12 p.m., with the trade deadline Thursday, 3 p.m., all Eastern time, you can't grade him yet. You can't issue the general manager of the Brooklyn Nets, Sean Marks, a grade just yet. Because you know what? He's not listening right now. I am sure he's on the phone right now. There's no chance that he is done. Because that's the timing of how this all worked out. This wasn't a 2:59 p.m. deal that we've seen happen across all sports. A last-minute deal. Did it get in before the deadline? No. This is a calculated move to move Kyrie Irving, you know, the superstar Kyrie Irving, elsewhere. It was calculated. And because the Nets thought, they weren't sure that he was going to play out the rest of the season, if they called his bluff, they moved him. It's the right move. And now question two is, okay, well, was this the best package? You know, we don't know yet. Nobody knows yet. But I'll tell you, it depends on how you look at it. Because many people are going to see this as addition by subtractions. And I'm one of them. Yeah, the Nets are going to miss the scoring ability of Kyrie Irving. No doubt. Again, I caution you, this is not over. But I think that you are subtracting a complete, at the moment, right now, you're subtracting a complete me-first, narcissistic player out of the equation. It's to me, immediate addition by subtraction. Immediate. And, of course, now, the next thing, of course, we can talk about as well, is what are Kevin Durant's thoughts on all of this? But NBA championships are not won by a single person. Not a single player has won a championship by himself. And I feel that Kyrie Irving feels that way. And he put on the best show. He was on his best behavior in those 2 weeks, 20 games or so, 3 weeks even, leading up to this trade deadline. He was on his best behavior. We're talking like, wow, like the Nets, like we're talking about Nets basketball. Like the actual game, their actual playing, and not the drama that Kyrie Irving brings to this team? Whoa, what a concept. But is this the best package? This package of Dorian Finney-Smith, this package of Spencer Dinwiddie, a first-round pick and 2 second-round picks? Is that the best package they could have gotten on Sunday? Shouldn't they have waited longer? Well, no one knows the answer to that yet. The only person who does is Sean Marks. And, you know, from Ian Begley, that's who I saw it from, he said that he posted like a minute-long video, and he said that the Lakers, Los Angeles Lakers, LeBron James, after the game last night, immediately, I saw it on Twitter last night, we talked about this, how LeBron James, GM James, he put his GM suit on, and he was really angling for Kyrie Irving to play his next home games out there in L.A. He was really angling for it. So the package the Lakers came up with, the best package the Lakers came up with, was Russell Westbrook and a first-round pick. And you know what? I know the name Westbrook. Yeah, that's real flashy. That's more flashy than Dinwiddie, right? But right before I came on, I was like, you know what? Let me just take a look-see here. I compared Dinwiddie and Westbrook's production in this past season, 2022-2023 season so far. Just this season. Because the Nets, we'll talk about it, they're still in win-now mode. They're not blowing this thing up, I'll tell you that much. And while I know the name Westbrook is flashy, Dinwiddie is actually, this season, for this, you know, couple months so far, Dinwiddie's actually the better player. His field goal percentage is better. His three-point percentage is almost double that of Westbrook's. His free throw percentage is markedly better than Westbrook's. And his turnovers per game is half of that of Westbrook's. And while Westbrook, yes, he pulls down more rebounds a game. Okay, fine. But, you know, you're trying to replace the scoring ability of Kyrie Irving. Well, Dinwiddie actually scores more points per game than Westbrook this season. So is that the best offer the Lakers could put forth? Push to the middle of the table? Come on, man. So based on the information we know right now, Sean Marks did pretty good. And there's a confusing piece to me in all this, and I'm sure you too. You call me up, 877-337-6666. The confusing piece is that Kyrie Irving and the Dallas Mavericks are reportedly not going to be discussing an extension until after the season finishes. So, the next question that comes to my mind almost immediately is like, well, why wouldn't he just continue to play here? Was there something else going on? Is the grass really greener in Dallas? I mean, probably, you know, on February 5th, it probably is, but I don't think so. So was it really the fact that the Nets were not going to extend him? Because where he went, they're not going to extend him till after the season either. And it's like, okay, well, how long will it be until two ball hogs, Irving and Doncic, get sick of each other? What's the over-under on that? How many games would you say? And then the other part of this is, Chris Haynes tweeted, this is a quote, "The Phoenix Suns are prepared to pursue Brooklyn Nets star Kevin Durant should he become available," sources tell the NBA on TNT. And, well, that's the wild card in all of this. Do you placate? How do you placate Kevin Durant? Because Finney Smith, Dinwiddie, a couple draft picks? If I'm Kevin Durant, that's going to be like, all right, what more do you have up your sleeve? Because you know he requested a trade this summer. So, is Kevin Durant next? Is he going to reopen that? It wasn't just a request. It was a demand. Is he going to demand to be traded between now and Thursday? Is Kevin Durant going to be made available? Are the Nets really going to blow this entire thing up? Will Kevin Durant? Now, last night we asked, will Kyrie Irving be on this roster at 3:01 p.m. on Thursday? Will Kevin Durant be on this roster? We got that answer. The next question is, will Kevin Durant now be on this roster Thursday at 3:01 p.m.? He should be. And if it were me making the decisions, I'd pick up the phone and say, unless you're about to blow me off my chair, no, I'm not moving him. And like I said last night, when you have Kevin Durant on this team, you always have a chance to win. And Nets, again, by the timing of this whole thing, they clearly are not done. There is no way they're going to start collecting picks as keepsakes with Kevin Durant on this roster through the end of the 2025-2026 season. Now, that could change. But right now, Kevin Durant is on this roster. And if he requests out, if the Nets, grant that request, well then, boom, throw a stick of dynamite in it to blow it up. And right now, and I might do this right now, and I don't think that's the way they're going, by the way, because right now the odds on FanDuel for the Nets to win a championship before I left my house, which was 2 hours ago, right now the odds, over 2 hours ago, the odds for the Nets to win a championship on FanDuel, they're at plus 2,400. I mean, it's good, still good for 10th in the league, but that's long shot odds. So maybe you buy the stock low right now. You hope for much more competitive moves to be made before Thursday on behalf of the Nets organization. Again, it's only Sunday, and there's plenty of time. I mean, that's what I'm reading into this anyway. There have to be more moves made, right? And the answer to that is right. Because as I'm on the West Side Highway over by Little Island over there, I see that I'm at a red light trying to keep on top of this for you. And Ian Begley is also, that video he posted, he also said that the Nets have, quote, touched base with Toronto for a subsequent deal. Okay. Is it Anunoby? Is it Siakam? Is it Trent? Is it Van Vliet? And as we talked about last night, I'll leave you with this before we break here. As we talked about last night, like during General Sherman's march to the sea through Atlanta, Civil War era, Kyrie Irving's march to his next team torches the city he used to play for as he forces his way out every single time. Shout out to the FDNY. Brooklyn is burning. And what will it take to extinguish the blaze?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.